Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Tuesday, June 21st, 2016. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York, a blazing hot New York, but I can't complain. Out there, out west, 120 degrees, not for me. And as always, we're live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Today starts the closing arguments for Officer Caesar Goodson. He is on trial, of course, for the death of Freddie Gray back, I guess it was, about a year ago, April. He's facing the steepest charge, second-degree murder, also a manslaughter charge, an assault charge, a misconduct while in office charge. He chose to have a bench trial over a jury trial, a good decision in this instance. And it looks like Judge Barry Williams, who's been the same judge that has presided over this entire process so far, he will be issuing his verdict most likely before Thursday afternoon, so we can look forward to that. Caesar Goodson is a black male. He is not Caucasian. Don't know if that's going to in any way mitigate any kind of response to a verdict that the city does not feel is just, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. All right, let's get on to today's headlines. First off, four gun control measures fail in the Senate. But that hasn't stopped the far left and even some, below average celebrities from speaking out. Also, as Corey Lewandowski prepares to ride off into the sunset, where will Paul Manafort steer the Trump train in light of, some tepid poll numbers recently? And if you thought labor unions only voted for Democrats, you're about to be in for a big surprise this November. I've been teasing this for a couple of shows. I think we're going to get to it today. Also, we have hot off the presses poll numbers. Hot off the presses. Everyone's talking about them, but we're going to dissect them. And we have a brand new letter, a sparkling, clean, brand new letter in the Rhino mailbag today, and we'll answer that one today. I think we'll get to it. But we need to start the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. If you guys are sick of hearing me say the Pledge of Allegiance, I totally get it. I totally get it. I say it every day. You guys can say it too. I know you have email addresses and iPhones and Androids, and you can record yourself saying it. Takes about, 5 seconds? So record yourself. Send it to me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll get you on air and give me, an 8-second break. How about that? As always, check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com. We have some new articles up there. Tina wrote 3 over the weekend. Pretty wild. 2 more coming today, which I can't wait to have in my hands and put them on the website. If you want to write articles for our website, then you can do that as well, too. Just send me your article. Send it to Rhino at rwbnetwork.com. We'll look at it. We'll talk about it. And we'll get you published on the website. And you can have 300, 400, 500 hits a day. A day. That's a lot. That's a lot of hits for a brand new writer. And as always, make sure to follow or subscribe to the show on all the applicable podcasting platforms. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. We're all over. We are all over the place, and we're not going away anytime fast, despite what one internet station might think. It's not going to happen, folks. Not going to happen. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
If you miss the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. A quick 60 there, and we're back into it. Now, this morning, the authorities arrested three people who were trying to get into New York City via the Holland Tunnel. The Holland Tunnel connects New Jersey to Manhattan. There's not a lot of good things to come out of New Jersey, and, well, this, I guess, is one of them. There were three people, two men, one woman. The men were 50 and 53 years old. The woman was 29. They had quite a cache of weapons in their vehicle, and they had helmets, and they had body armor, and, they caught them at the crossing there, the tunnel crossing. And it looks right now, it looks like it's probably not terrorist-related. This happened again at 7 o'clock, or 7:40 this morning, Eastern Time. So that would have been 4:40 out there on the West Coast. We would have been hearing a lot more about this. It would be really, really big news if they thought this was a terrorist-related thing. But either way, they're trying to cross, and you can't cross under tunnels and stuff like that with that kind of weaponry. You're just not allowed to do it here in the city. Also, what did we see? Yesterday, you know, we talked about these transcripts and how, they were redacted and there was omissions and they were omitting the word ISIS and all this different stuff. The DOJ and Loretta Lynch in particular were getting crucified yesterday. Everywhere, even mainstream media wasn't having it. They weren't having it either. The general public, mainstream media, alternative media, nobody was having it. Just put it in there. And we said on the show, you don't have to be an ad libs expert to figure out what words were missing there. You didn't have to be all that bright. Obviously, pledging allegiance to ISIS and whatever else, and then. So finally, I think it was about an hour after we ended the show yesterday, the DOJ released the unredacted transcripts. Now, we haven't seen all of the transcripts. We've only seen, I think it's like, 3 minutes of them? I mean, it hasn't been a lot. There's still like 25 minutes remaining that have not been released. But I don't understand why they just would release it the way they did with all the omissions, unless it was just to hide something. Unless there is just such a disdain for the American people and our right to know the truth about our safety, or is Donald Trump right? I'm not hinting at anything, but is Donald Trump right about Obama? Who knows? Who knows? You have to name the enemy in order to defeat it. You can't just bury your heads in the sand. And we talked about yesterday about with the New York Department of Environmental Conservation, how they would never recognize moose in the Adirondack Park, even though someone snapped a picture of a moose next to the DEC sign in the park. They still said, nope, no moose here. Not sure what you saw, but it certainly wasn't a moose. And the joke was a moose would have to walk up to the front door during business hours and take a poop on the doorstep in order for the DEC to recognize it, because they have to come up with a plan. Once you recognize an animal in a state park or in a national park, you have to come up with an action plan for that animal. How are you going to take care of it? How are you going to sustain it? All sorts of stuff. So by not mentioning that ISIS is the problem or radical Islam, it doesn't force them to really come up with a plan, and we've seen that time after time. The president has no plan. He has even said he has no plan. His joint chiefs have said there is no plan. CIA, FBI, everybody says there's no plan. There's no plan, and if we don't name it, no plan, I guess. No plan. So they released these transcripts, and of course, now the issue is they've translated the word Allah to God. Now, I mentioned this yesterday, And some of you went out and you checked because you emailed me and you told me you did. But there were publications yesterday that were not mentioning that there were any redactions in the transcript. In fact, they were subbing in kind of their own words. And they were putting in the word God also, pledging allegiance to God. You know, there has always been, for as long as I can remember, and I'm a late Gen Xer, there's always been a war on Christianity in this country. I just never thought it would come from the White House. I never thought it would come from the White House. But, so, they released it, and they've translated the word Allah to God, and that's the big thing now. I just want to hear the audio. I want to hear the audio of what Omar Mateen was saying, because I'm willing to bet anything. I'm willing to bet anything that the word Allah is in there. Now, we don't know this for sure. I've kind of been saying it like I know, but I don't. I'm willing to bet that he says Allah. You know, they don't praise God. They praise Allah. So, I don't think we're going to see it anytime soon, but I said that yesterday, and then an hour later, the unredacted version came out. So maybe they have to listen to the show and then just do what I say. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe the White House has a direct feed going from the Rhino Report. Well, if that's the case, President Obama resign. Please resign. So there's my suggestion, if they're listening. All right, let's talk about guns really quickly, and then, you know, we'll this is going to be kind of a running theme today, this gun stuff. You had these four votes that failed in the Senate yesterday. You had the first vote was presented, a bill presented by Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa. He's a Republican. And this was essentially to enhance funding for the existing background checks. And what was also in this bill was if anyone that had a background check done has been investigated by the police over the last 5 years, then the police department that did the investigation would be notified that this person was trying to procure a weapon. This failed. 53-47. You have to get 60 votes. These are procedural votes. So you have to get 60 to have it go on to the next phase. So 53-47 fails, 7 shy. All right. You know what? Just because someone's under an investigation doesn't mean that they should have their rights stripped. It's very similar to these watch list bans that we're going to talk about here in a minute. Just because you're under an investigation or you had an investigation done into you, it didn't specify what sort of investigation. I mean, this could have been, it could have been graffiti, it could have been peeing in the park, it could have been anything. Just if you were ever under a police investigation in the last 5 years. And, yeah, this had, you know, this had the most support of all the bills, along with Senator John Cornyn's bill of 53 votes. Again, still 7 shy of what they needed. The second vote was put up by Senator Chris Murphy, this big shining star out of Connecticut. He's the one that did the 15-hour filibuster to get these votes to the floor. He did that last week. His bill wanted to expand gun background checks and also close the so-called gun show loophole. Where, of course, the firearm purchases at gun shows are not tracked. This one failed. Well, this one did the worst. 44-56. So it failed pretty heavy. There was very little expectation that Senator Murphy's bill would pass here. It's extremely unrealistic. The administration, if they could have done this, this is what they've wanted to do for the last 7.5 years, but they can't do it because it's not legal. It's not legal. Also, we had the bill by Senator John Cornyn. We'll talk about that when we come back. And of course, by this real precious woman, Dianne Feinstein. She has a bill up there, too, that just got lambasted. We'll talk about that, too. And then we'll talk about some of these celebrities that are, well, they're speaking out now. They're really political now. You know, they're political people. We should listen to them. Well, listen or at least laugh. I'm laughing at them. You're going to laugh at them, too. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Money is a big part of our lives. You know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221. 7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company, and you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, and at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water, too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
All right, welcome back to the show. We're talking about the four bills that failed on the Senate floor yesterday. We reviewed Senator Chuck Grassley's bill here, and then we talked about Chris Murphy's bill. That one just got shellacked. It was down to 44-56. And then, you know, the one that would have had the best chance was the bill by Senator John Cornyn of Texas. And essentially, what his bill said was that if you are on a watch list when you go to purchase a weapon, then the government has 72 hours to afford you due process. So either drop you from the watch list, or, you know, charge you with a crime so that you won't be able to purchase a weapon. This one also had the backing of the NRA. This was the only bill that they had backed. And, well, it also failed. It failed 53-47 by the same tally as the first one. I thought that this one might have had an outside shot. I thought maybe you'd see 56-57. I didn't think it would go down to 53 votes. Of course, it needs 60 to move on to the next phase. The fourth and final vote was brought to the floor by Senator Dianne Feinstein of California. She just wanted a blanket bill that said if you're on a terrorist watch list or a no-fly list, then you just can't buy guns. Just can't buy one. Surprisingly enough, this bill did better than Chris Murphy's bill, the other Democrat that brought the bill to the floor. This one went down 47-53. Again, 16 or 13 shy of the 60 it would have needed to move on in the Senate. This was the bill that was sponsored by the Justice Department. Well, not sponsored by, but they backed this one. It's always scary to me when you have a department in the government that will back a bill that is the most radical bill out there. This would have been the most radical one. Just if you're on a watch list, if you're on a no-fly list, if you got a B in history, whatever it is, you can't buy a gun. I don't like when these departments, like the Justice Department, if you want to have an outside organization like the NRA and they want to kind of back something, then fine. They can do that. I was a little surprised the Justice Department didn't back Cornyn's bill that really allows for the protection of your Fifth Amendment right of due process. That would have made more sense to me. Why is the Justice Department backing a bill that violates people's rights? I know we're splitting hairs. I know it went down and it won't be brought back up again. I get that. But I don't like the implication. I really don't. So, essentially what happened here yesterday was, well, the GOP blocked Democrats and Democrats blocked Republicans. So what do we call that in the Senate? Business as usual. That's what happened there, which is why they haven't been an 8% approval rating with the American public here. Senator Mitch McConnell said, he goes, look, no one wants terrorists to be able to buy guns or explosives, but we have to have, you know, a more bipartisan bill come to the floor. I'm paraphrasing. That's essentially what he said. And it sounds like Republican Senator Susan Collins out of Maine is working on a bill with other Republicans. Now, she's a big-time moderate, but she's working on a bill with some other Republicans and a couple of Democrats that would ban people who are on the no-fly list from having the ability to purchase a weapon. You know, again, if you're on the no-fly list, it doesn't mean you're a U.S. citizen. So if that's the case, then you're not afforded the rights of an American citizen, and that's fine. Don't let them buy guns. I'm okay with that. This doesn't have any of the blessing of any of the GOP leaders yet. It's in the very, very infant stages. So we'll see how that goes. Murphy, Senator Murphy out of Connecticut, he goes on all the talk shows, and he says, it wasn't just that 40 senators came to the floor and supported my effort to get these votes, but there were millions of people all across the country who rose up and joined our effort. That's what Senator Murphy out of Connecticut says. Well, maybe not, though, because maybe if you had the millions of people backing you, perhaps they would have called their senator and had them vote a different direction, because he really, his bill didn't do well. His bill should have done better than Feinstein's. And it was she beat him by 3 votes. And this is something that, well, the administration has been pushing for a long time, this close the gun show loophole stuff and the expanded background checks. Well, I wonder what a celebrity would think about these bills and about these votes and all this stuff. What would they say about it? Oh, it's a good thing we have something called Twitter, because we can check that. It's like a bibliography of idiocy. And we're going to talk about it in a second. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to the only place where radio kills the video star, the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Here's an important announcement for prescription drug users. If you take Synthroid, Lipitor, Crestor, Nexium, or any other expensive prescription medication, we guarantee you're paying too much. A new program is now making these important drugs available at a fraction of the local pharmacy price. For example, 100 milligram Synthroid in your local pharmacy is about $1 a pill. The exact same medication is about 30 cents a pill. You can save up to 70% on most of the top 200 drugs prescribed by U.S. physicians. Call right now and see if you qualify to get this special offer of a 3-month supply of most of the top-selling prescription drugs for less than $100, plus shipping and handling. Call right now toll-free and start saving on medication for you and your family. Call now. 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rhino Report. I am your host and your friend, the Rhino. We're talking about these gun bills that failed yesterday, all four of them. They tanked, and no one even really got close to the 60 votes they needed. And you always look for reaction. You look to see what people are going to say about it. And I think some of the reaction was kind of stymied by the stuff with Corey Lewandowski, and then, of course, the redacted transcripts from the shooter in Orlando. But sometimes you just can't stop people from talking who really, well, in philosophy, it's called an appeal to unqualified authority. When someone makes an opinion about something that they're really not qualified to make, that's what they call it. And you have to look no further than something like Twitter to get an aggregate of all of these different opinions. And I like to look at a couple, because a couple of them are definitely more entertaining than others. And, well, let's turn here for a second to a 35-year-old reality star, Kim Kardashian. Her Twitter feed is always full of just pearls of wisdom, I can tell you that much. 9:21 this morning, she says, "So sad. The Senate voted against background checks being needed to buy guns, so terrorists on FBI's wanted lists can still legally buy guns." Woefully, woefully unaware of how the process works. So let's start just with the fact here. These people that she's referring to on wanted lists, that would be called watch lists. The FBI's wanted list and the FBI watch list, two completely different things, not even close. You know, if this was some big-time, bleeding-heart liberal reporter, they would make this mistake on purpose so that the reader would say, oh, well, people on wanted lists, I mean, geez, the top 10 most wanted in the world, they shouldn't be buying guns. That's what they'd want the reader to think. Well, the problem is Miss Kardashian is just too stupid to know the difference. This had nothing to do with the FBI's most wanted list. This has to do with a watch list. You know, they say knowledge is power and ignorance is bliss, and she must be living in La La Land somewhere if that's the case. Well, that was 9:21 this morning. At 9:30 this morning, it takes 9 minutes to, I guess, look at a Google site or something. She goes, oh, and mentally ill people can buy guns without a background check, too. They can buy them, too. Oh, my gosh. I'm just woefully unaware of how the entire process works of purchasing a firearm. Someone born and raised in California, I wouldn't expect to really know the process because they're all but illegal in California. And what's she doing up at 9:21 in the morning? Because, I mean, imagine she's in California, so that's 6:21. What's she doing? That's early. I don't know. She should be drinking some Gatorade, eating some toast, clearing the hangover up. I don't know what she should be doing. She shouldn't be on Twitter, that's for sure. You shouldn't do this. The wanted list is funny. That's just funny. What else? Oh, 9:33 this morning. All right, so we had some orange juice. We're set to really make a provocative statement now here, and we say, the fact that anyone can so easily access guns is so scary. And after all, the devastating loss, the Senate should have not failed us. 3 exclamation points. Now, we could go into Miss Kardashian's sentence structure all day long, but it won't make a difference. She won't understand what we're trying to say with, participles and subjects and objects. It wouldn't matter, so we'll skip that part of it. They failed us. She says they failed us. Well, you know, in most instances, the Senate doesn't do a lot of good. I will agree with Miss Kardashian on this one. But here, I don't know if failed is the right word. The Senate protected your Second Amendment right to own a gun and defend yourself. And by knocking these bills down, they also defended your Fifth Amendment right to not get railroaded by the government. So, I wouldn't say they failed to pass something. Maybe she meant that. I mean, do you think she meant that, or do you think she doesn't really know what she's talking about? I'm gonna go with the last one there. So that's Kardashian. You know, she's a real special one. She's a real precious one. I don't know. She was with Kanye West when they were in New York City a couple weeks ago, and he decided to tweet out he was doing a 2 a.m. concert in the middle of Manhattan, and riots broke out, and people's cars got trampled, and he was trying to plead with the mayor to let him do a concert in the street at 2 o'clock in the morning. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? I don't know. Apparently he's married to Kim Kardashian, and neither one is a real brain trust. All right, what do we have here? We have this. This is an article. This is from, there is a reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times. His name is Neil Steinberg. Now, he, in the wake of the Orlando shootings, he wanted to set out to buy an assault rifle to prove how easily somebody could get their hands on one of these very, very dangerous weapons. And he points to a journalist in Philadelphia that was able to buy an assault rifle in less than 10 minutes. It's worth noting that when you purchase a gun, the laws vary state to state, so 10 minutes in Pennsylvania might not be 10 minutes in Illinois, where Chicago happens to be located. Anyway, he fills out all the required paperwork. They ask him if he's an illegal alien, is he a fugitive, he's ever been convicted of anything, domestic abuse, nothing, fills everything out. Hands over his $842.50 for a Smith & Wesson M&P 15 Sport 2. And, happily, he just made his first gun purchase. However, law in Illinois requires a 24-hour waiting period. Well, what had happened next, he didn't quite expect. The gun store called to say they were canceling the sale. But they didn't say why. And they don't have to say why. You don't have to give a reason if you're the firearms dealer. You can just say, sorry, maybe try somewhere else, not us, guy. Well, Steinberg didn't like that answer. He says, it's because I'm a reporter. I'm a reporter. These gun nuts hate reporters. They're so stupid, they hate us. But there was a reason why he couldn't get his hands on this beautiful Smith & Wesson. And it wasn't because he was a reporter. In fact, a little digging by the gun shop, and they found some information that maybe he shouldn't be an owner of a firearm. We'll talk about that when we come back, and we'll get into some new polls. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
All right, welcome back to the show. You know, every once in a while, you hit on an article, and you read it, and when we look for material and different things to talk about, you kind of skim an article to see what's in there. You know, do you need an article about this? Can you wing it on your own? But every once in a while, you run across some stuff that literally makes you LOL, makes you laugh out loud, and this is one of them. So this Chicago Sun-Times reporter named Neil Steinberg wanted to prove how easy it was to buy a weapon, so he walks into a gun shop in Illinois, tries to purchase a Smith & Wesson M&P 15 Sport 2. He filled out all the paperwork, all the applicable ATF paperwork. I think it's a 4473. And, well, the gun shop calls him after the 24-hour waiting period, or during that waiting period, and says, sorry, we don't want to sell you a gun. He thinks it's because he's a reporter, and these are just gun nuts that hate the media, and, you know, whatever else. So he calls up the shop and starts screaming at them, yelling at them about, I want this weapon. That's usually a nice reaction to give a gun store. That's a good way to not get the weapon. Well, as it turns out, the gun store wound up sending the Chicago Sun-Times a quick little note to inform them, why their reporter was unable to get a weapon. And they said, it was uncovered that Mr. Steinberg had an admitted history of alcohol abuse and a charge for domestic battery involving his wife. Oh, look at this. Look at this. Mr. Steinberg was very aggressive on the phone with Sarah, insisting he was going to write that we denied him because he was a journalist. Journalist is not a protected class, by the way, the letter says. It goes on, this is now in a Facebook post. They said, we contacted his editor and said that while we don't normally provide a reason for a denial, in this case, to correct the record before you publish, here's why. We pasted a couple of links of press accounts of his past behavior and his admission of the same. He's free to believe or disbelieve. That's why he was denied. But that is why he was denied. There was no we'll see you in court type of language from us. We simply want to set the record straight. That it undermined his thesis and rendered the column incoherent isn't really our problem, is it? Thanks for your support. So this guy tries to go in and buy a weapon, and as it turns out, he's a wife beater and an alcoholic, and the gun owner or the gun shop didn't want to sell him it. So now he writes an article. He changed the whole title of the article. It's now called Would-Be Terrorists Can Buy Guns, But a Reporter? No. He had to change the whole content. I actually read the article, and it is rather incoherent. It makes no sense. But most of these arguments against for additional gun laws make no sense to begin with. Hey, if that's what you want, by all means, go to Sweden, go to Denmark, go there. You can live there, no guns, no nothing, no safety. Have it. Have at it. What else do we have? Oh, we have these new polls we should get to. We do have new polls. We got, what do we have here? CNN ORC. This poll was taken from June 16th to June 19th. There is a plus or minus 3.5% margin of error. Interestingly enough about this poll, they polled 1,001 people, of which only 891 said that they were registered to vote. Why you would put the other ones in there in a poll this early on, not quite sure, but we'll give you the numbers. This has Clinton leading Trump in a head-to-head 47-42, so outside of the margin of error. And when you add in Johnson and Jill Stein from the Green Party, Clinton has 42 now, Trump has 38, Johnson gets 10, still struggling to break that 10% mark, and Jill Stein has a record high of 7%. I mean, for a Green Party candidate to get anywhere near 10% is nothing short of a miracle. Favorability numbers here, about what we've seen so far. Now, I'm going to give you the numbers for all polled, all 1,001 people, including those who are not registered to vote or have not said they're registered to vote. Clinton has a 41 favorable and a 56 unfavorable, so she's net negative 15. Among registered voters in this poll, she's still a net negative 15. Donald Trump, 38% favorable, 60% unfavorable, net negative 22 amongst all voters registered in this poll. He's a net negative 19. Now, they added in a couple other names here. They added in Bernie Sanders into this poll, too. This is very odd. Bernie Sanders, 59% favorable, 35% unfavorable, a net plus 24. That's the highest number in this poll. And also, they put Bill Clinton in here. Why would Bill Clinton really be a factor? And then why would he be net positive is another question. 51 favorable, 45 unfavorable. He's a net positive 6. All right, people still like Bill Clinton, even regardless of what he has done in the past, or, well, at least they've been accused of doing in the past. I'll correct myself there. Still a plus 6. The Democratic Party, 44% favorable, 48% unfavorable, net negative 4. Republican Party, 34% favorable, 60% unfavorable, a net negative 26. A lot of not-so-hot poll numbers, but I think that last one, that net negative for the Republican Party at negative 26, shows you just how pissed off people still are. They're still very, very mad. And I think no one's even really convinced yet that the convention will even yield Donald Trump the nominee. There's still people out there that believe, well, there may be some shenanigans going on in late July. Hopefully I'm there to see it. We'll see about that. We have a Quinnipiac poll, a CNBC poll, a Monmouth poll. We'll talk about those three very, very quickly. We'll talk about Corey Lewandowski and where he goes from here. and then we'll get into the Rhino mailbag. Hang in there. One more segment, guys. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital. Talk radio. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Experience the romantic getaway you deserve at Maui's premier bed and breakfast, The Plantation Inn. With plantation-style architecture and decor combined with modern amenities such as dual rain showers and whirlpool hot tubs, guests relax in a tranquil oasis in the heart of Maui's historic Lahaina town. The inn is situated conveniently less than 2 blocks from Lahaina Harbor, as well as the famous French Street, known for its range of shops, restaurants, gallery walks, and museums. The Plantation Inn is home to Gerard's Restaurant, voted Open Table's top most romantic restaurants in North America. Chef Gerard's contemporary island French cuisine consistently earns some of the highest ratings in Hawaii. Come discover why Hawaii Magazine readers named the Plantation Inn number one best bed and breakfast in Hawaii. Visit theplantationinn.com or call us at 667-9225.
Try Fry Vineyards, the Mendocino County organic wine with no sulfites added. Fry Wines, America's pioneering organic winery. They were the first to go organic, the first maker of certified biodynamic wines in the United States. At Fry Wines, our emphasis is on producing organic wine of the highest quality while caring for our planet and palate alike. Check out our website at frywine.com and join the Fry Vineyards Wine Club. You'll receive 20% off all orders and much more. Plus, you can check out our internet-only specials. Great biodynamic wines from Redwood Valley in Mendocino County, California. Fry Wines. Go to frywine.com. That's F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E. Fry Wine. F-R-E-Y-W-I-N-E.com. Check it out and enjoy great wines at your home tonight.
All right, welcome back to the show, the last segment of today's Tuesday, June 21st show. I guess the first full day of summer, or was that yesterday? I don't know. Anyway, it's summer. It's hot. It's really, really hot. All right, let's get into, quickly, because we don't have a ton of time here. Quinnipiac did a bunch of polls yesterday. Pennsylvania, Clinton leads by one when it's head-to-head, by three when you include Johnson and Stein. Ohio, this is dead even head-to-head. Clinton leads by two when you include Johnson and Stein again. And Florida's a big one. 8-point advantage in Florida. 8-point head-to-head. And doesn't get any better when you put in Johnson and Stein. You only get, she has a 6-point lead in Florida. You know, that's Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac does tend to lean a little bit to the left, so still worth keeping an eye on. CNBC has a head-to-head matchup. Clinton 40, Trump 35. Monmouth gives Clinton an 8-point advantage, 49-41. The only state poll where Donald Trump does well is Utah. This is a Utah policy Dan Jones poll. Trump at 36, Clinton 27. Utah is the state she said she was going to flip. I don't think she's flipping Utah. Even some polling was showing early after the caucuses there that Trump would not have fared well in that state. Things have turned around there. There's no chance Utah goes blue. No chance. So it looks like we heard Lewandowski's out, and everyone made this big deal about it. And, oh, security escorted him out of the building. I got news for you. If you get fired in a building in New York City, security always escorts you out. That's not because he was, you know, trying to fight anybody. It's not because he was kicking and screaming. It's how they do it in the city. If you get fired, security shows up and they escort you out of the building. That's how it happens. And it's no different, I imagine, at Trump Tower. I thought it was a little unsavory since he had spent the whole weekend with Trump. He could have let him go on a Friday. But regardless, apparently Paul Manafort had said, if you don't get rid of Lewandowski within 48 hours, I'm leaving. That's the report. And the kids, Ivanka, Eric, and Donald Jr., don't particularly care for Lewandowski, so they convinced their father to keep Paul Manafort, which is probably a good decision long term. He has more experience in this. Lewandowski did bring him a pretty good distance. He did. Actually, and also another person on the Trump staff, Michael Caputo, he wound up resigning too because he sent out a tweet with the house that fell on it with her feet just sticking out, saying "Ding dong, the witch is dead," and that was referring to Lewandowski leaving. So he wound up resigning Monday afternoon. Michelle Fields, she was on Megyn Kelly last night, and she couldn't have a bigger grin if she tried. Her smile was ear to ear. She was glowing. And she told Megyn Kelly that she feels vindicated. Vindicated that Corey Lewandowski was fired. So the DA didn't believe her because they didn't want to charge Lewandowski. But this, she feels vindicated. She says that her life's been a mess. She's gotten threats. This is the serial accuser. She's accused everybody of everything. The NYPD, Lewandowski, I mean, just tons of stuff out there about her. She said that she lost her job. Well, to be fair, if we're going to be correct about this, she resigned from her job. She wasn't like she was kicked out of the office. Get out of here. You accused Lewandowski of something. No, she resigned. But yeah, she's grinning ear to ear. I'm sure her boyfriend's happy too. And, hey, listen, these things happen. People come and go in campaigns. No campaign is perfect. No campaign has ever been perfect. Trump is not the first one to have something like this happen. All right, guys, that's it for today. As always, thank you for our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.